from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
You know, you want to do what the players do really well, and these two guys bring a unique skill set. You know, Justin with his ball skills, his unique skill set to get the ball back. I mean, I can't remember the exact number of interception he has in the league, but it's a lot.
I know
over the last couple of years. And then you're talking about Judon with his ability to affect the passer. And he's really unique because you've seen him in two different systems, do it two different ways. You know, one in New England on the line of scrimmage, calling games and doing that thing from a standpoint of third down and 8+, watching him actually control some of those things. And then a third down and short, being able to play a really smart and high capacity that way. And then also watching him when he was in Baltimore, you know, do some of the other different things from the line of scrimmage, setting edges and blitzing from different spots and areas. Two really exciting players in their own right. I just can't wait to get them on the grass now.
Yeah, it's exciting, man.
I think we're going to start, right?
What's that? Not on Friday. Not on Friday. But against the Steelers, yes, I would imagine so. That's Raheem Morris yesterday talking about the newest additions of the Atlanta Falcons, which is fun to say at this point of the season, but just a couple of weeks before week one, to add an all-pro at safety and an all-pro on the edge. And they were both there yesterday, too. I know Judon got out there and actually took some reps with the first team, which is pretty cool. We got a chance to see Justin Simmons kind of walking around the facility, met with the media as well. We'll let you hear more of that in an NFL No Huddle in about half an hour. But, yeah, man, I'd imagine Raheem, who's got a solid defensive background as a coach. Obviously, he's the head coach of this team, so he's in charge of all of it. But imagine he's pretty excited to have those two guys in the in the defense as the season is just a couple of weeks away. And you could feel it, man. Like, talking to Caden Ellis yesterday, like, no one's going to say, yeah, we didn't think this defense was going to be any good. But, boy, do they have a lot more belief in how good it's going to be now.
Well, I mean, you got a good player. I mean, like you mentioned it. I mean, those two players are really good high-level players that are still, like, not on the decline, you know. And I think that that's going to help. And, you know, once they get caught up in on the system and everything like that, you can do more with them as far as where you want to put them on the field and
how
the
long
versatility.
Do you think that's going to take into the season?
No. I think that as the season goes along, you'll get more and more comfortable doing certain things with them in game action. But because they've played at a high level, because they are pros, and because all Pro Bowl type players, again, who are still playing at a high level, it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't take that long because eventually, it's just ball and more so for Judon than Simmons, because you're gonna line up over the tackle and go rush. Line up on the tackle, go rush. I mean, that's what he does. But, you know, Simmons, you know, that's when you get into the disguises and all those other different things as far as coverage, which he's done all of it, by the way. But it's just the timing with him and Jesse and the disguises and
those things.
Yeah,
it feels like the relationship between those two guys is the one that, as the season goes, will get more comfortable and they'll understand what one guy wants to do here and there and that kind of stuff. The other way to look at it is it might take them, I don't know, from now until the season to be fully comfortable with whatever the system is. And then as the season goes on, they get more comfortable within that role. Game one, play one, they're better than the guy that was going to be out there instead of them.
There's no doubt.
You know what I mean? That's, again, not to disparage the guys that would have been out there, but like you're starting from a position of strength.
Yes.
With
yes.
them being out
yes.
there. And they're going to be learning and getting better on the job as the season goes. It's all very exciting.
So yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was already fired up about the team, but now it's like, that side of the ball feels really, I don't know, it feels a lot, it was, like we said a lot of times throughout training camp, it's really easy to look at the offense on paper and the upgrades and all that kind of stuff and be like, yeah, this group could be really good. You had to kind of stretch a little bit when you were looking at the defense before.
Right.
Now it's a lot easier to look at that defense on paper and be like, yeah, damn, they could be really good,
they
too.
They could be. They could have some impact players at all three levels, is what we talk about. We look at defensive football. And you got guys, and he talked about Justice Simmons. He just has a knack for taking the ball away. There's certain players that just have that kind of knack.
So does Jesse Bates.
That nose for the football bunk. And so you got two guys back there that have that. And maybe that can, you know, have some kind of effect on how teams throw at AJ some. Maybe AJ can get his hand on more passes and interceptions, not knockdowns and all of those things. So, yeah, I mean, there's no – I don't think there is – hell no. There's no negative to this. You know, they are, like you said, they are better right now than they were when we were up there at Flower Branch on Thursday.
Yep.
They are a better football team as a whole, and it is with the addition of those two players.
And, again, it doesn't happen. I mean, you sign guys in training camp, vets, fill out spots here and there. But, like, you don't get two guys at this level in their prime at this point of the year very often,
mm-hmm.
right? Back-to-back days. Like, mm-hmm. when they got Judon, it was like, all right, great. Like, it would have been cool if they got Simmons, but they got Judon. And then to find out the next day that they mm-hmm. also got Simmons, like, damn, this is like Christmas.
Yeah, man, you added,
this is incredible.
You added two more really solidified pieces to your roster.
You got two of your three best players on defense
yes.
last week.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt.
You know?
Yeah, and that's
not, and maybe two of the four, not to take Grady out of the list, because Grady, Bates, and then these two guys, those are the four best guys on defense.
Yeah, and I mean, and that is crazy how you do that for $14 million.
That's the other part.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Way to go, Terry.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Now it's got to work and all that.
Yeah.
You got to get out there and make it work on the field. But, man, it looks, from where we're sitting at right now, looks like Terry Fontenot really had a very nice offseason. All right, speaking of Grady Jarrett, let's hear him talk about how good he thinks his team can be.
I mean, we're setting the league on fire right now. You know, it don't matter unless we go out here and translate it to some wins, but I'm super excited. I mean, it's one of the most stacked rosters I've been a part of, and it just makes you want to go even harder.
Do you think this is the best team you've been on?
I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding, you know, on paper, but we got to go out there and do the job, you know, on Sundays. And I think the schedule lines up nice for us. We finally back playing in some prime time, so that's going to help everybody, you know, to let the nation see what we got. And so I'm super excited for us to go out there and just play some good football.
I mean, okay, that was a good answer.
It's a great answer.
He didn't just come out and say, this is the best Falcons team I've been a part of.
Yeah, because, we know the best team he's been a part of went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were up 25 in the second half of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the best team.
So that team was
was pretty damn good. Yeah. Now, the personnel is a little different, especially defensively, because I had Debo and all of them young, but you did have a 15-and-a-half sack guy on there about Vic
had a Hall of Famer on the defensive line.
You know, and so, but you had an all-world quarterback, had an all-world season.
You had the MVP of the league.
Yeah, all-world receiver.
and Julio at
Jones,
his peak.
And
you had a two-headed monster running back.
But.
If you're
one of the best centers of his generation.
If you're able to, as the season goes on, compare this team to that team, that's a win.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's a win.
Yes, it is.
That was a fun year.
It was a really fun year. It really was.
Anyway, we'll be back up there tomorrow. Not exactly sure who we're going to talk to after practice tomorrow, but whoever it is, it'll be a great conversation, as all of them have been. I know Kirby Smart is going to meet with the media today. They'll be talking about another scrimmage in the books over the weekend. By sounds of it, sound like everything went pretty good. Carson Beck, Malachi Starks, Tate Ratledge,
no
all preseason first team All Americans.
No,
Dylan Fairchild, preseason second team All American.
Yeah,
I thought that was a little.
Look at him.
I'm not that familiar with him. So.
I think that, you know, I heard. Oh God, I always forget the young man's name who's on with Dukes and Bell. on Tuesday.
Connor Wright,
yeah. And he was talking about Rat playing some center also because of the depth there.
Yeah, because the guy who's supposed to start has been having an Achilles injury.
Yeah, and so if that's the case, the depth that they have as far as you want to go by stars or whatever, at those guard positions, they'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, that interior offensive line of Georgia is going to be fine. Now, they got really great tackles, but that interior is going to be so good for them. Now, you lose Van Pran, we talked about that, all-world center, smart, everything like that, but you got a quarterback that should be able to adjust and stay in charge of all the moving parts that go along with, you know, line calls sometimes in different situations. And I think always the biggest thing with a new center is always a center quarterback exchange. Well, Georgia's not under center a lot. You know, the college football's in gun a lot, and so that should be able to help him out if he has to go and be the starter center, because he's a damn good guard.
Yeah. I mean, look, whatever they ask Tate Ratledge to do, he's going to do it at a high level.
Yes.
It would be really nice to have him at the position that they want him at,
right,
which is guard, but if he has to play a little bit of center, that's all right too. Still a little bit of time before the season starts, so hopefully everybody's healthy. But, you know, listening to people talk about this line, could very well be the best offensive line that they've had, that Kirby's had, mm-hmm, since he's been there. We're talking about, we had a first-round draft pick last year.
Yeah.
And Van Pran, who is one of the best offensive linemen they've had. I know he didn't get drafted in the first round. Centers don't often get drafted in the first round. But that's an incredibly talented offensive lineman. Like, to lose those two guys and still be able to say that about the group, that speaks obviously to the continual recruiting that they do.
Recruiting?
But it makes it exciting, man. Like,
being an athletic.
Yeah. I mean, that's also going to be really vital against Clemson. Because as much as Clemson may have taking steps back from where they were when they were national champions,
that defense they got ain't their D-line's nasty. Nowhere.
That's their strength. That yes, D-line is disgusting.
Yes, it is. I mean, we know this. You know, the quarterback ain't what it used to be, but that damn defensive line still.
Wide receivers aren't what they used to be.
But they got some young talent receivers. They're just young.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that D-line is still the Christian Wilkinson, the Dexter Lawrence type skill players. I'm sorry, defensive line being able to get after you. They got an all-world linebacker also. So, I mean, it's gonna test Georgia to go, you know, start opening the season with a defense like this. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Now, having a great offensive line that we have, we'll be up to it. But, yeah, they're going to cause some problems.
Have a great offensive line.
Yeah, they're going to cause some problems.
Great quarterback. Depth at running back.
Explosive depth at running back.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about back in, you know, the big run. Cause that's been the
maybe still the best tight end room in America.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, but that was always the thing, you know, that Georgia's missed lately is those big runs.
Yep.
Handed off and run.
Yep.
And they got explosive backs now that can do that. They still got Branson and them boys to come up there and as my man Arch likes to say, shorten your neck.
Yeah, the Robinson twins are back there.
Yeah, they shorten your neck. But they got more explosive.
To run people
they got
over.
More explosive runners now.
Yeah, I mean, ETN very well could be the biggest transfer in the conference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge deal for them to get him in this offense. He's going to play, right?
Yeah.
Did they say
No.
No?
No.
They didn't say?
No, they have not.
But he's going to play.
Yeah.
Suspend him week two.
Yeah. Who they play week two?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody?
Yeah.
Not Clemson?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, man, we're so close, man. So close.
Tech plays on Saturday.
I know, man.
At noon.
At noon, I was like, damn. But
it's not noon
the
there.
Time change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realize the time change and everything. But noon, because Georgia plays at damn noon.
Well, not that day.
No, I'm saying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When they play Clemson at noon.
Got it. Yeah, well, like I said when the schedule came out, I'll say it again. Blame Clemson for that. It's not Georgia's fault.
Damn it, Dabo.
I love the Florida State Georgia Tech noon kickoff standalone. Nothing else really. I know there's other games, but no real anything anyone's paying attention to. It's awesome. I mean, you get a chance in front of everybody. Everyone watches, even when it's Nebraska Northwestern playing in that week zero game.
Yes.
5 million people at least watch that game.
Right.
That's a huge opportunity if you're Georgia Tech to go out there and be like, we're serious this year.
They got to go out there and they have to be the more physical team. I think that's the most important. Now, you got a guy and a head coach who that is his staple, his wheelhouse is the physicality of his football team. We talked about it yesterday. Really good quarterback in the same system for the second year in a row. And they have an opportunity, like you said, to go out there, and because Florida State's coming in to chip on the shoulder and all that other crap that everybody wants, it's a completely different team.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I was thinking about this morning.
Like,
it's a completely different team.
I don't doubt that Mike Norvell is still mad about what happened at the end of the season last year. Yeah. Like, I don't doubt that there's still guys on the team, obviously, from the team that got left out of the playoff. That was 13-0. But, like, just because DJU is putting on the FSU jersey, like, is he mad about that?
No. I went here.
He was in Corvallis.
Yeah, I know what I mean? I went here.
Like, Roydell Williams, the starting running back. Like, yeah, you know, I know you're a – you transferred in, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a brotherhood, Andy. It's a brotherhood. Sure. It all is under one umbrella.
I just feel like that is going to be played up a lot because they were 13-0 last year and they got left out. Like,
they're going to talk about that so much.
Guys didn't. Jordan Travis did. He's not there.
They're going to talk so much about this because I saw Game Day is going to be. They're going to talk so much about last year.
And they should. It's a big story. But I just don't think it's going to like motivate that group much because it's a different group.
This group wants to put their stamp on this and they got an opportunity. Just like Georgia Tech has an opportunity. Florida State has just as big opportunity to go out there and smack Georgia Tech. You know what I mean? And also, it's a conference game that we know that the ACC conference game. But yeah, Florida State has just as much to gain and lose as Georgia Tech does.
I think Florida State has more to lose.
I get that because they're top 10 team. I get that.
Yeah,
they
lose this game.
I get that.
After last year, all that. They have every justification to be mad about what happened last year. They did get beat pretty handily in the bowl game.
That wasn't handily.
So now we're mad at everybody. We're going to lose.
That wasn't handily.
Don't lose in Ireland.
That was a damn massacre.
Yeah, I mean, you lose by 60.
Massacre.
Hard to come back from.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.